Weyburn. The Richardson Pioneer Weyburn Red Wings won and lost their first two games of the opening playoff games in North Battleford versus the North Stars, and then lost their first game on home ice on Tuesday evening. The Red Wings won 3-2 on Friday evening, then lost 5-2 on Saturday. They switched back to Weyburn for the next two games, and they lost 3-0 on Tuesday. Game number 4 was on Wednesday evening, past press deadlines, at Crescent Point Place. Tuesday night's game ended with a couple of large scrums and fights, with a total of 156 penalty minutes handed out after the North Stars got an empty netter. Dazza Mitchell was in net for the game except when he was pulled for just under a minute for the extra attacker, and he made 43 saves on 45 shots. In Friday's game, the North Stars were first on the board after a scoreless first period, then Weyburn's Ty Mason tied the game up on the power play. He was assisted by Blake Norris and Riley Morgan. Morgan scored at 12:46 of the second period to give Weyburn the lead, assisted by Mason, and late in third period, Jackson Hassman scored on the power play, assisted by Norris and Jordan Edwards. The North Stars scored a power play goal of their own, but it was too late and the Wings came away with the victory. Mitchell, named the game's first star, was in net and made 39 saves on 41 shots. In Saturday's game, Norris got Weyburn on the scoreboard at 9:10 of the first period, on the power play, assisted by Mason and Edwards. Battleford then scored three times before the Red Wings got one back, as Nolan Henderson scored on the power play, assisted by Jakob Kalin and Matteo Turin early in the third period. The North Stars scored twice more, including an empty netter with just over 2 minutes left in the game. Mitchell was again named the game's first star, as he made 39 saves on 43 shots. Norris earned the SJHL Defenseman of the Week honors for his play, including scoring a goal and getting two assists in the two games. Riley Morgan was presented with the team award for top scorer by team president Gene Hobbs just prior to the start of Tuesday night's game. At the team awards night, the Wings still had one season game to play, so the award was deferred until the season was completely wrapped up. Meantime, Ty Mason announced he has committed to playing for the Western Michigan University Bronco hockey team in NCAA D1.